It's never good at these cases. We'll try to plod through them. We're only going to get to the Mishnah. Hopefully. Okay. We're up to Tzadik Zayin on the days, the top. Okay. These, Rashi says, the Shalotain, from here till the Mishnah, is Mishalos Regilim Bnei Adam La'omrim. I don't know exactly who is the ones who we'll see what it is, who goes around saying these things, but Rashi says this was something people used to say. Why the Gemara records it according to Rashi is a mystery. What's the purpose of saying these Mishalim? We'll see once again what they are. Tosfos says that it's for L'tshuvas Aminim Tzedukim. Tzedukim used to try to trip people up with these riddles, so it was important to know the answers to them of what they were. Why the Tzedukim went around saying these riddles, I also have no idea. So, in any case, is the following. Ach me'av, v'lo me'aim. Somebody is saying this, a woman is saying, I have a brother from my father, but not from my mother. V'hu b'ilo de'aim. And he's also the husband of my mother. My brother from my father, but not my mother, is my mother's husband. The ano barto de insose, and I am the daughter of his wife. Okay, let's see Rashi. Vehu bailo de aim. So Rami bar Chama de lokra of Yehuda to Masnisa. It's not like a Yehuda of the Mishnah that says that what's it called, that a person is not allowed to marry somebody that his father was Ma'anis. Okay, this doesn't go like Rabbi Yehuda, because the case has to be the following. Rashi, v'hu bala de'aim, ochi mi avi nosres imi. Okay, my brother from my father's side married my mother. Okay, so let's see what the case is. Yaakov and Sarah had a daughter named Rachel. Okay, and Yaakov honors as Isha. Yaakov didn't marry Sarah. Yaakov raped Sarah and had a daughter named Rachel. Okay, so Rachel is Yaakov's daughter, and her mother is not Yaakov's wife, but Yaakov's Anusa. Okay, the holy bas, the Nosa Ruvain is Anusa Saviv. And then the Ruvain, who was Yaakov's son, married Sarah. Okay. So now, Reuven, who was Yaakov's son from another wife, Reuven was Yaakov's son from Rivka. Okay? So Yaakov raped Sarah and married Rivka. He had a daughter from Sarah and a son, from Rivka. Rivka's son, Reuven, then married his father's Anusa, Sarah. And had Ubas Yaakov Omeris came. Yaakov's daughter from the rape, right, Sarah's daughter, says, my brother from my father's side, okay, my brother Reuven, we have the same father but not the same mother, married my mother, who was never my father's wife, and so he is my brother from my father's side, and he also is the husband of my mother, and I'm his daughter. Okay, he's the husband, right, so I'm his daughter, meaning not that they had me, but he's my mother's husband. Okay. And I'm the daughter of his wife, right, I'm the daughter of his wife, which is the same thing. Right, it's my brother and my mother's husband. Okay. Rami Bar Chama says this will only work out, what's it called, not according to Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, he couldn't marry Sora. There was no marriage. Okay. Ubrihu. Oh, we're going to get it. Okay, now, next case. That was the easy case. Now here. Ahu. Next case. This is what people used to say. I don't know what. Right. He's my brother. He's also my son. I'm his sister of the one that I am carrying on my shoulder. Now, same thing again. In other words, he's my brother, but he's also my son, and I'm the sister of my son, of the kid that I'm carrying. So she's both the sister and the brother. How is that? Now the Gemara doesn't want to talk about somebody did something osur, so it's talking about a goy. Habo al bito. Okay. A goy had relations with his daughter, okay, and they had a son. So the son is the brother of his wife, right? It's a brother now of the wife, who's the daughter, and it's also her son, right? In other words, Yaakov lived with Sarah, okay?
Ahmed.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Ahmed. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. The okay. Mr. X lived with his daughter. Okay. Mm-hmm. His daughter. And they had a son. So now that son is the daughter's son, but it's also the daughter's brother from the father. So that's what she's saying. My son is my brother, because my father lived with me and had a son. So that son is my father's son, who's my brother, because I'm my father's daughter, but I'm also my father's wife. And that kid is also my, what's it called, my son. So he's my son and my brother at the same time. Okay, Rashi, so far so good. Ubrihu benihu. He's my son and he's also my brother. It's a pretty easy case. Next. Next case. Shlom aloch bri. Right. Hello, my son. Bas achosichana. I am the daughter of your sister. Right. This guy is her son and he's also... She is his, what's it called, niece. She's her son's niece. How is that case? Mashkachas lo ba'ovi kochovin habo'al bas bito. Right? A guy lived with his granddaughter and had a son. So that son now is, what's it called, is the son of that girl, so it's her son, but it's also her father's daughter's, her father's daughter's grandson. Right, her father's daughter's grandson. So this woman is the daughter of, what's it called, of that the son is the father's, what's it called, son, who's also the brother of the mother of this, of the brother of the grandmother of this kid, and it's also her son. So she is, the son is, what's it called, I am, what's it, what does she say? You're my son, and I am the daughter of your sister. Right. In other words, what's it called? I'm the daughter of your basa chosichana. I'm the daughter of your sister. In other words, if what's it called? If the goy had a wife, well, the wife is really out of the question. Let's not put her in the thing. The goy had a daughter, and then he lived with his granddaughter. So the son now who's born to that granddaughter is her son. That's the easy part. He's also the brother, he's also the, what's it called, the brother of a daughter, who is the mother of that granddaughter, because he's also the son of her, the son of the granddaughter. He's also the son of the father, the grandfather, and the grandfather's daughter was this woman's mother. She's the granddaughter. So the son is now a brother to the granddaughter's mother. So I am the daughter of your, what's it called, the daughter of your sister, of your father's sister. Not your father's sister, your, what's it called? Right, I'm the daughter of your sister, right? Because the mother was a sister. Because the mother, again, the father had this great grandchild, and he also had a daughter who was the mother of the wife. So therefore the child now is the brother of the mother of this, what's it called, this girl who had him. So she is the daughter of your father's sister, and you're also my son. Okay? Are we still all on the same page over here?
The son is her uncle.
The son is her uncle, right? And she is therefore the daughter of the sister of that uncle, right? Right. In other words, the she is the daughter of her grandfather's son and daughter. Right. She's the daughter of that, and the son is the brother. So I'm your what's it called? Father's brother's, your father's son's sister's daughter. Okay. Next, Delo Didolu Davlo Lipo Becho Seser Pasar. Rashi learns that what it means over here, Bnei Poalim Hamashkim Asasados Anishuel Eschidazu. This riddle was specially for people who irrigate fields. Okay, for the people who draw water to irrigate fields. So this riddle was made for them. Why, I have no idea, but okay. And Rashi, Tosfos says differently. Tosfos says that it's talking about Chachomim, who draw the waters of Chochmah. This is a riddle for big Chachomim. Okay, how this could be. What's the case? Lipol lechu seiser paser hare noflo lachem chidastuma. I'm giving you a hard riddle, a closed riddle, umusterisli paser, very hard to crack. Okay, what is it? The high de dorina hu bar. Right, the one that I'm carrying is my son. The anoa bras achva, and I am the daughter of his brother. My son is my son, and I'm also the daughter of his brother. So mashkachas la ba'ovi kochavim habo al bas beno. A goy lived with his granddaughter from his son, his son's daughter. Okay, and they had a son. So the son now is that granddaughter's son, but that son is also the brother, right? The Ano Bras Achva. I'm the daughter of his brother, right? Because that son is also the brother of his uncle, right? Brother of his uncle, and she is the daughter of that. What's it called? Of that? She's the daughter of the son of the father who lived with her, right? The grandfather that lived with her. So it's her son, but it's also, she is the daughter of this guy's brother. She's his niece. She's her son's niece. That's the case. Yeah? Right. Next. Bye-bye, Me'ach. Bye-bye over here doesn't mean that she was saying goodbye to him. It means they. Right. Bye-bye means they. Oy-vey. Oy-vey from my brother. Vahu Av, he's also my father. He's my brother, my father. Vahu Baal, he's also my husband. Right, all wrapped into one. Brother, father, something like Foyle's situation. His wife's first husband or whatever. The maybe that's why we got into this. In any case, they from my brother, who's my father, who's my husband, who's the son of my husband, and he is my husband. Okay. Who by the name, and he's my mother's husband too. Okay, this guy is a really busy guy. He was what's it called? He's her brother, father, husband, son of her husband, and the husband of her mother, all wrapped into one. Now how is that? And I'm the daughter of his wife, which is just redundant, repeating what it just said, that he's my mother's husband, so I'm the daughter of his wife. I'm the daughter of my mother's husband. Okay. The lo yoy piso la'ach v'yasme b'nei barte. Right, and this guy is related to me from all these ways, and he doesn't give some bread to the poor orphans of my children who are orphans. Okay. Mashkachas lo, this case is, ba'ove kochovim habo al imo, a goy had relations with his mother. Beholid mimeno bas, and he had a daughter. Okay, so Mr. X lived with what's it called, his mother, and had a daughter. So now that daughter is his sister. So the man's daughter is his sister, and it's also his daughter. Okay, then v'chazer alba also bas. Then he lived with that daughter. Okay, who is also his sister. The chazer, let's say osobas, the chazer zokein, and his father then went ubo aleha, also lived with her. The holid mimena bonim, had children. So then what's it called? So all these things are true. Let's see what it is. He says, what's it called? He is my brother, okay, but he's also my father, because the father had relations with his daughter. So and therefore he is my what's it called, they had a son. So the son is both the brother of this woman and her son. That's the first thing. Right. He's also who Av, he's also her father. How could it be her father? Right. Because it's her father who lived with her. Her father lived with her. Again, yeah, let's see Rashi. By me'ach kovelis ani al achi shehu avi. I'm complaining against my brother, who's also my father. Okay. Because the father had this daughter, then lived with the daughter, and had a son. So, the what? No, no. The what's it called? This father had relations with his mother and had a daughter. So it's her father, but it's also her brother. Right, because the father had relations with his mother and had a daughter. So now the daughter, how in the world is this? Again, what's the case? Okay, here, let's see Rashi, okay. Shuavi, Ubali, Uben Bali, Vuhubalo de Aim, Shaholidani Niimi, Bahainu Nami Dahu Av Elalaf Shui Milihu. Same thing, what's it called? That he's the husband of my mother, he's also my father. Right? He's also the husband of my mother. Bahadur Hazokin Aviv Shalzeh, the Ka'amra Hachbas al Aviha Hachi. She's talking now about her father. The Hu Achi, who's also her brother, Minho Aim, right, from her mother. Because her father lived the grandfather, one second, Ubala Shechazru Baaleha, he's her husband because he lived with her. Uben Baala Shechazru Azokin Ubaaleha, the holy bonim, he's also the son of her husband because the grandfather then lived with her and had other children. So, let's go back and see how it works. A guy had relations with his mother and had a daughter. So now let's see what the daughter is. So the father, okay, lived with his mother, and they had a daughter. So that daughter is the father's brother, the father's sister, and also his daughter, because the mother's child is the sister of the father, because it's his mother. So the mother had a daughter, and she also had a son. The mother had a daughter, right, from her son. That makes it easier. The mother had a daughter from her son. So that daughter now is her son's brother, her son's sister, right? But it's also her, the son's daughter. So my father is also my brother, because we have a common mother, who was his mother. He lived with his mother, had me, and therefore I'm also his daughter and his sister. So far, so good. Okay. Now what happened? The Chazer Ubal Osabas, then that same father brother lived with that woman and had a child. So it's her husband too. Not only is it her father and her brother, it's also her husband, because he lived with her also. Then the grandfather, this father's father, right, had relations with her too. So now her father is the son of her husband, because she has a new husband. She has, his husband is the grandfather. So her father, who's her brother, is also, and her husband is also the son of her husband, because she had another husband who was the father of the father. Right. So very good. So that is that's the case. And she's saying that, you know, my kids are related to this guy from so many different possibilities, and he refuses to give any bread to his poor orphan nephews, nieces, whatever they are, what's it called. You pick it, that's what they are. Okay. Next. Ano va'at achi. You and I are, what's it called? Ano va'at achi. Ano. Ano va'at achi. But you and me are brother and sister. Ano va'avuch achi, and you and your father we are brothers. The imcha achi. So that's the case over here, Rashi. One second. Let's say the Rashi before. The chazer hazokin obishul zeh the ka'amra hach bas alovia hachi. Who achia mino ein v'gam aviyahu ubaylo shechazru boaleho uben baylo shechazru azokin uboyalav holy bonim. We said this, okay. La'ach v'yashim b'nei bar say elu b'nei azokin sheholid mimena, the children she has from the grandfather, right, are related to all these people, right? The havu achin neavu b'nei barte and doesn't want to support them. Okay. Now v'holid mino ben the ka'amra le achos imo ana. I am the sister of your mother, the at ochi me avechad, and you're also my brother from the same father. Okay, ano the imcha achi min ha'av, and me and your mother are brother and sister from the same father, me avechad. The ano va'avuch achi min ha'ein, and me and your father are brother and sister from the mother. How is that case? Anova at ochi, we are brother and sister. Anova avuch ochi, and me and your father are brother and sister. Anova imach achi, and me and your mother are brother and sister. How does that case? A guy lived with his mother. And he had two daughters. So those two daughters are his sisters, and they're also his daughters. Okay? They're his sisters and his daughters. The Chazaru Baal Achas Mehen, then he had relations with one of those daughters, who's also his sister. Okay? Beholid me men of Ben, and he had a son. The Karyale Ach Seydi Ima, and what's it called? And now, the daughter is also the sister of the mother. The Ka'amre Lehachi, Ano Va'at Bini Achi, right? We're brother and sister, because he had what's it called? Relations with his daughter. So he's also his daughter's, what's it called? The daughter is also his sister, the sister of the father. Anova Avuch Bnei Achi, Ano, what's it called? Bnei Achi. And me and your father are sons of brothers. Ano Ve'imcha Bnei Achi. And the same thing, what's it called? No, so that's the new case. One second. So that was the case. Right. The kari le ach se de ima, the kaamre le hachi, anova at. Right, how many hachi? Okay, next case. Okay, so that's what she says. Okay, next case. Anova at b'nei achi. Right, I and you are the, what's it called? B'nei achi are cousins. Yeah? We're the son, the children of brothers. Anova avuch b'nei achi. And I'm also cousins from your father, children of your father's brother, anove imcha b'nei achi, and also with the mother. Marsus ha beheteru non meshachas. This one you could find even beheter. Kegon Reuven sheish lo shtei bonos. Reuven has two daughters. The osa Shimon, and Shimon his brother married nosav chada minayu, married one of them. Okay, the osa bar Levi, the nosav chad minayu, and his what's it called Levi. The son of Levi, who is the what's it called? Reuven's nephew, right? Reuven's nephew, Levi's sons, another brother, married one of the daughters. The Ka'amar Le Bray de Shimon Lebar Bere de Levi, and Shimon's son says to Levi's grandson all these things, that I'm your father's cousin, I'm your mother's cousin, I'm your cousin, or whatever. Because it all works out, it's all beheter. Rashi. Ka'omer le brei de Shimon. The holy men of Ben, the Ka'omer le achos imo ano, the at ochi me avechad. Right? I am the sister of your mother, and I'm also, we're brother and sister from one father. And me and your mother are brother and sister from the same father. And me and your father are brother and sister from the mother. The Kamar le Brei de Shimon le Bar Brei de Levi Anova at b'nei achi b'nei shtei achoyos. We are both the children of two sisters, because this grandson married one of the sisters, and the son of the other brother married the other sister. Anova avuch b'nei shnei achim, and me and your father are the sons of two brothers. Okay, says Levi saying to Shimon, anova imcha b'nei shnei achim. The same thing, you and your mother, me and your mother are also the sons of two brothers. So it works out the heter if the what's it called? If the brothers or the son of the one of the brothers married one of the daughters, and the other one a brother married one of the other daughters, all the heter, they have all these relations.
Okay, we're up to Tzadik Zayin Amud Beis, the Mishnah. Hagiyorish Nizgayru Boner Ima, a woman converted, and she had children, Goyisha children, who converted with her. So now all of them are Jewish. Lo Choltzim Lo Miyadnin. And now these two brothers, right, one of them dies without children, so there's no Chalitz and there's no Yibum. The Gemara is going to discuss, does that mean there doesn't have to be chalitz or yibum, or is not allowed to have chalitz and yibum? The usher, is the brother usher to marry his brother's wife, or he just doesn't have to make chalitz and yibum? That the Gemara will discuss. Afilu horoso shorishon shlo betusha.
even if the first one was conceived when she was still a goya. Veleidasa b'kedusha, and he was born after she converted. V'hasheni horasa veleidasa b'kedusha, and the second one was born, conceived and born after she converted. Right? And still, this halacha is the same. V'chein, the same halacha would be shivcha sh'nishtachru b'na'ima, a shivcha who was freed together with her children, just like a woman who converted. A shivcha who's freed is like a convert, and her children are freed with her, just like they converted together with her. Same exact case. Rashi. Because in order to be chalitz and yibum, they have to be brothers from the father. And a goy, the father is not a significant factor in making them brothers. Brothers from a father by a goy doesn't exist. Rachmana afkere kizera behema shenemar v'zirma susim zirmasa. Right, that the Torah compares the zera of a goy to a zera of a behema, just like a behema has no yichus, so the goy has no yichus. Paternal yichus doesn't exist by a goy. Okay. Now the Gemara says like this: Bnei Yudin Amsa Ishtachur. Yudin was the name of a woman, and she was a shivcha, and she was set free, and her children were set free with her. Shor lehu Rav Acha bar Yaakov v'minsav nesheid hadadi. So Rav Acha bar Yaakov permitted one of them to marry the wife of the other one after he died. Okay, in other words, the two brothers, what's it called, had wives. These were brothers who were originally slaves and were set free. They have the same mother and could be even the same father. Okay. So, and one died. So Rav Acha permitted the other one to marry his wife. Now it's Yibum. There's no Yibum. But stop. That normally, you know, in a place where there's no Yibum, well, you're also to marry your brother's wife. Here he was allowed to marry his brother's wife. We'll see in 1 second why. Omer le Rava v'hor Rav Sheshis Aser. Rav Sheshis says it's Aser midrabanan to marry. It's not Doraisa. Surely not Doraisa. It's only Dorabanan. But it's Aser midrabanan to marry. Pashtus, because people will say that you're allowed to marry your brother's wife. They won't realize that these people are Gerim, or Avodim Meshuchrarim, which is just like Gerim, right? And that's why he's marrying his brother's wife, Shaloba Makom Mitzvah. Right, but they'll think that you see somebody you're allowed to marry your brother's wife. Omer le, who aser vani sharina? Okay, so he asered and I'm aser. It doesn't faze me. I understand somebody else could say differently. I'm hold differently. So Mar says like this: what's the machlokus between Rav Acha and Rav Sheshis? Min ha'av lo min ha'ein. If they had a different mother, and they were only brothers from the father. Okay, they each had what's it called, the same goyish father and two different mothers, and then they converted. So even though they are paternal brothers but not maternal brothers, everybody holds that they're mutter, that they're allowed to marry each other's wives, right, after death or after they divorce them or whatever. Kulei amlo pligi d'shori, because people understand that goyish, your father, is irrelevant to the yichus of the children. That's understood, right? And so, therefore, there's no reason for the rabbanon to aser it, right? Meikar adin, there's no yichus, and people don't even consider it yichus. So, therefore, there's no marisayin, there's no gzeir. Min ha'ein v'lo min ha'av. If they're only related through, they had two different fathers, but they have the same mother. And then the mother was freed and the children together with her. So then it's what's it called, everybody holds Kuliam lo pligi d'asur, then everybody holds it's asur. Because then people are going to say that these are full fledged brothers, they're the same mother. And still one's marrying the other one's wife, Shaloba Makom Yibum. So they'll think that a regular Jew can do the same thing. Ki plige min ha'avu min ha'ein. The machlokus is where they're both same father and same mother. So now the shaila is, how will people look at it? Will they look at it and be ikker, look at the father, and the mele they'll say that what's it called, that there's no relationship over here, even though they're also related to the mother, but they'll overlook the mother fact. They look more to the father.
or Mandashori Basar Abashadinan. The Ha B'nei Plan Yukaralahu. They call people the son of so-and-so. That's how people relate to the father. Because since they'll see that the father was a goy, they'll understand that these are not really brothers. Rav Sheshes Karluhu Nami B'nei Plonis. And Rav Sheshes says, no, people also refer to them as the sons of so-and-so, the woman. So they also relate to the woman, and by the woman they are look like full-fledged brothers, even though they're not, because Gershon is Geyer, Kekotin Shanola Dami, and when they were Megayer, they lost all their relations, or like newborn people. Still, people will look at it like they're brothers. That's the first way of learning this machlokas. Where they're brothers only from the father and don't have a common mother, everybody holds a smutter. Where they have only a common mother and no common father, everybody holds a saucer. The shaila is, if they have both a common mother and a common father, do people look at the father or do they also look at the mother? That this is all purely the Rabbanan, because we're afraid that if we allow this, people will think that by a regular Jew, it's also mutter. Rashi. Nisheda Hadadi, Eishes Achiv, he permitted one brother to marry the other brother's wife, Vala Mishum Yibum, not because of Yibum, Elafilu B'makam Bonim, even where the other one had children. Well, there's no din of Yibum B'chlav. Dikasavar Ein Kurva Lager Dikakotin Shinozami, because once they convert, they lose their relations. And therefore they're not brothers anymore, halachically. Because people will confuse them with a regular Jew and think a regular Jew is about to marry his brother's wife, Shaloba Makam Mitzvah. And the machlokas is that Rav Acha holds where they have the same mother and father. And the father was a goy, people relate them to the father and they don't look after the mother. And therefore they say, well, this guy had a goyish father, that's why they're not considered brothers. But by a Jewish father, Avadi, they're considered brothers. So they won't make the mistake. Hilkach lo maski inchi adatayu shehein achim min o'ein. They won't even consider the mother. They won't look past the father. Meidi yadi dehaid desharir le mishum de'ein achva min ha'ad l'ger. Destama overes kochad zonahi. U'me'ish acheru. Rashi has an extra dimension. Not only is it halachically that the father has no yichus by a goy, but even svara wise, people say, Mestama, they're not really brothers anyway, because the mother probably was promiscuous, and it's not really the same father anyway, because goy and bechlal are not so chaste. So therefore, not only mitzad hadin don't they have any relation, mitzad how people look at it also, people will say, the reason they are allowed to marry each other's wife, because probably they found out that they weren't the same father anyway. Karaluhu and Rav Sheshes, who answers it, right, says no. Karaluhu nami b'nei palnisa v'amri inchi hani vadi osi achi ninu because shira linenu b'eishas ochi v'osi l'mishri nami v'yisrael kai gavna. People also consider the mother. And they'll say, well, if they're the same mother, they vade are the same, are brothers. And still, they're mutter to marry each other's wives. The same thing will be by a Jew. And they won't realize that since they converted, that their relationship was broken. Okay. Ikad di Amri. That's one way of learning the machlokas. Then the Ikad di Amri. There's the Ikad di Amri. Polig Rav Acha bar Yaakov afilu ba'achim min ha'ein. That Rav Acha, they argue in all cases. Even by brothers from the mother. Which we said before, everybody holds is Osir. No. He holds, Rav Acha bar Yaakov holds, even in that case, it's mutter. Why? My timer. Gershon is Geyer, Kekotin Shanola Dami. Everybody knows that when a Ger is Megayer, he loses his previous relations, and therefore they're not going to make a mistake and think that by a Jew it should be mutter. Okay, Tznan. One second. Right, Tznan. So now we're going to bring a raya from our Mishnah. Hagiorishin is Geyeru Bonel Ima. Right. Our Mishnah, Gioris, whose children converted together with her. Lo Cholzin v'lo Miyadni. They don't have Chalitz or Yibum. My time, Allah Mishum Dasiri. Doesn't it mean not only that they're not Chayiv in Yibum and Chalitza, they're not allowed to make Yibum and Chalitza, because they're Midrabanan Osir with each other's wives. Lo, they ain't a Betoris, Chalitza v'Yibum. V'shar Yolialma v'inu no Misharu. No, it doesn't mean that they're ushered to make Yibum v'chalitza. It means there's no Indian in Yibum v'chalitza. She can marry to anybody she wants, including the other brother.
There's no issur here b'chlal. There's no din of yibum v'chalitza. Not that they can't make yibum v'chalitza. I, the Gemara says, v'haktani afilu, right? It says, even if the first one was conceived when he was a goy, when she was a goy, and born after, and the second one was born and conceived after, still the halacha is the same. So, I amris b'shloma asire, that they're not allowed to make yibum v'chalitza, right? Hainu diktani afilu. Then it's a chiddush. Afilu, even though the first one was conceived when he was a goy, right? So you could say that they're what's it called? Not the same mother. This was the goyish mother who conceived this one, and this is a what's it called? A Jewish mother who conceived this one. So people will what's it called? Understand that they're not what's it called? Not really brothers, and that's why it's what's it called? More svara to say it's mutter. Even so, it's awesome. Then it makes sense, the afilu. What's the afilu in that case? The afagav the rishon harosu shlo b'kdusha, the leidosu b'kdusha, v'asheni harosu v'leidosu b'kdusha, u'kishtei ma hustami. People say it was like two different mothers. This was a goyish mother who conceived this one. This is the new Jewish woman who conceived this one. So I might think that people will not relate them as brothers anymore. They'll understand gershon is gayer kekotin shenolad, and therefore should be mutter. Kamash malon, even in that case, it's awesome. Right? Afilu haki asire. Ele'i amra sharu. It's mutter to get married. What's the afilu? Not only is it mutter for them to get married in a case where both of them were conceived and born when they were goyim and then converted, but even if the first one was conceived when she was a goya and was born when she was Jewish and the second one was born completely when she was Jewish, still they're mutter. What was the Havani to say they should be awesome over there? It's not a chiddush. That case is even more of mutter. So what's the afilu? My afilu. Samara says no. The afagav the tarvayo legosim b'kdusha v'asi lechlufe b'Yisrael afilu hachishari. The afilu is going on the fact that even though they weren't born when she was a goy, they were both born when she was Jewish, and therefore they look like real full-fledged Jews. They're both born Jewish, and still we permit them to marry each other's wives. People will say a regular Jew is the same halacha. Therefore, no, afilu hachi, they're mutter, since lemaisa, they're lemaisa geir. One of them is a geir, at least. Okay. Ika diamre, some learn us the opposite. There was a kash on the other man, the other. Hachi nami mistabra de sharu, diktoni afilu I afilu. I amres bishloma sharu, hain diktoni afilu, di apagam, di tarvayoli, dosum bitusha, dosi, di kufa, di Israel afilu hachi sharu. Now we're going from the other extreme. The svar, more svara is the fact that it says that even if one of them was conceived when she was a goy and born when she was a Jew, still what's it called, their mutter, that's the afilu, because people will say that what's it called, still their mutter, because I might think that since they both were born Jewish that they should be osur, even though one was conceived when she was a goya, right? Still, he's born Jewish, meaning he's born to the Geirus is the Geirus. So he's a Geir. And the other one is not his brother, really. That's why still they're mutter. But there's a svara to say not. Both of them were born Jewish. Maybe people confuse them with a regular Jew. Eli'i amr sasire, but you hold that it's asur, my afilu, what's the afilu? Where's the afilu over here? They're asur, even in a case where this one was conceived when he was a goy, and the other one was born and conceived Jewish. What's the afilu? Mar says no. Afal gav the rishon horasa shlo b'kdusha v'leidosu b'kdusha v'asheni horasa v'leidosu b'kdusha b'kishtei moslem. The afilu is that people will say it's like two mothers. This mother was a goya when she conceived, and then she became Jewish as a new person. So it's like two different mothers. So people understand that they're not related. Afilu hachi it's aser. Afilu hachi asire. Okay, Rashi. My time of love, mishum dasire, mishum achva, right, that they're also because they look like brothers. Vashmina masisin, lo shaykhi behu yibum. The kai molea beishasach, right, midrabana, right? It's not shaykh yibum, and therefore they're also midrabana, and because it looks like your brother's wife. And not shalobu makam mitzvah. Marzah, yeah, mish bishlom alo meyabim, diktoni masnisin, hachi ashmin, and dasire liyabim. Right, if the lo miyabin means he's also to be miyabin, he can't marry her. Hainu diktoni afilu.
The Afal Gav, right, even though this one was conceived when she was a Goy, and this one was conceived and born when she was a Jew, still they're Aser. Why? Because I might think there's like two different mothers. People understand they're not related. Because this was the mother was the Goya, and this mother was the mother was Jewish, even though the same woman. The Ikalamei murdered the Havi Olea Kinochris, the Boy Libu, Miyad Mafilu Hachyasir. Still it's Aser, we don't say that. That's the Afilu. Elei Amris Masnisan Lawaslashmin and Ela Desharli Alma. The Mishnah is just telling me she doesn't need Yibum or Chalitza. But not that she's Aser to have Yibum or Chalitza, another Aser to marry the brother. Right? My Afilu, what's the Afilu? The Mashma Afal Gav the Kishtei Mos Dom Mishor Li Alma. Even though it looks like two mothers are still Motor. That's more reason to be Motor. That's not an Afilu, that's not a Chiddush. The Gabi Yavam Le Shuk Lo Yichbaslan Ibnei Eim Achas Nina Wolo. The Gabi, her Heter to other people has nothing to do with whether they're one mother, two mothers, whatever. The Gabi themselves, they're always Motor. So what's the Afilu? The Afal Gav the Tzarvayu Le Dosh Mitusha, the Afilu is, even though both of them were born Jewish, born to a Jewish mother, and there's more reason to think that they'll be confused with a regular Jew, still their mutter. The Asi Lechlufe Bisrael, the Mishra Yavam Lashuk, below Chalitza, Afilu Haki, Shorli Alma, still their mutter, she's mutter. The Mede Yade, the Yibum Mina Avu, Vaovikochon Eloav. Everybody knows that here there's no Yibum because there's no father. There's no relationship between the father, and Yibum depends on paternal brothers. The Dafkali Alma, Avalididu, Mother Ravacha, the Filu Korish, the Ishasach Iga. Even the Leidos and Biktusha. But over here, it's the, what's it called, their Mamish Aser, because both of them were born Jewish, together, to the same mother. So they can't marry each other's wives. They're maternal brothers. Here it's not a case where they were Megayer together with the mother. They both were born to her when she was Jewish. The only thing over here is the Gabi marrying somebody else without Yibum and Chalitza. Harikan Achba bin Ha'ein. With the Komishani Ravacha, the Didu Nomishari, and Aresha Komarulasefa. It's going on the Resha where they converted with her, not on the case where they were born to her after she converted. Shnei, okay, Toshma, bring a riot to this Shaila, whether they're Aser to each other's wives when they converted, or they're Mutter. Shnei Achim Ta'omim, Geri, two brothers who are twins, who are Geri, they both converted. The Chayim Meshuchrorim, or they were Avodim who became Meshuchr, same thing. Lo Choltsim v'lo Miyabim, the Ein Chayovim Mishum Eishesach. They don't make Chalitza or Yibum, and they're not Chayiv, meaning in a Torah, Chayiv and Onish, Chayiv because of Eishesachim. Hoysa Horosin Shalom Bikdusha, V'leidosin Bikdusha, but if they were conceived when the mother was a Goya, but they were born to a Jewish mother, but she converted, then lo cholzim v'lo miyab. There's no yibum and chalitza because they're not brothers from the father, because the father's a goy, right? Aval chayovim mishum eishesach. But if they live with each other's wives, they're chayiv because they're both full fledged Jews, and they both have a Jewish mother because the mother converted before they were born. Choyse horosim v'leidosim b'kedusha harihen ki Yisrael mechol devrayim. If they were conceived with a Jewish father, and what's it called, born to a Jewish mother, then they're like regular Jews. The fact that their mother was once Goyish doesn't make any difference, or the father was once Goyish, it makes no difference. Right now they're Jews, and they have a full-fledged father and a full-fledged mother. K'toni miyos ein chayav mishum eishesach. The Reisha says you're not chayav mishum eishesach. Mashma, you're not chayav min haTorah, but it's also min the Rabbanim to get married to them. As chiyuv alekra for Isura Ika. Where says no? Who adin afilu isura no mileka? There's no isur either. So why does it say ein chayovim? It should have said mutarim. Why does it say ein chayovim? Idi the boy the mishnei seifa aval chayovim tana no mireisha ein chayovim. Since the seifa had to say that they are chayiv, the reisha said they're not chayiv. But really, they're not only not chayiv, they're mutar. Mutar also. There's no isur at all. Rashi. Achim Taomim, the Hani Vade Achim Ninu, the Vade brothers, Min Ha'at, right? The Kaimalon, Tipa Achasi, Umischalekas the Shtayim. Afilu Hachilo, Cholson Yam, they have to have the same father. You can't have twins who have different fathers. Right? So they come from the same father and the same mother. Shnei Achim Taomim, okay. Still, they don't have Chilib and Chalitza because the father was a Goy. The Ein Chayom Mishum Eishesach,
Afilu kidshu lachashnis gairu. Even if they were mimakadosh after they became gairim, they're still not brothers. The gairshnis gairu kakotin shenolodom. Hilkachem lo achva afilu minoeng. Therefore, they're not even brothers from the mother, because they converted. What's it called? They converted independent of the mother. Lo cholzum liadn the tzad yibu minoavi. V'hani ein lohemat yibu mechalitza. They don't have. Even if they were born to this mother after she converted, right, from the, what's it called, the goy, but the goy was the father, and the goy doesn't have any relation to them. Zera mitzri kebehema. Avo chayovin koresh mishumeshes ach min hoeng. But the chayiv koresh, because they are brothers, maternal brothers. They are. Shahara hiki yisraeli shiolda v'vonim. It's like any Jewish woman who had children. So they're brothers. Ha isura ika midrabbanan to lo asi lichlufe biyisrael mashma you're not chayev but it's also midrabbanan the kashu v'racha Samara says no really that's mutter so why does it say ein chayovim because in the sefer it said chayovim the reisha used the same lashon ein chayovim but really ein chayovim means there's no isur at all even midrabbanan.